He pulled his knife and cleaned the blade on his shirt sleeve.
I found thousands of them, sitting on bar stools in American Legions and Elk Lodges, sipping beer and watching the news, waiting for something to inspire them. From Richmond, Knoxville, Atlanta, to Natchez, Mississippi.
He unbuttoned his shirt, tied it around his waist. Despite his grays, his chest and arms were thick and muscular.
And they had no clue how to direct that anger towards something useful. Instead, they beat their wives and neglected their kids, robbed each other, illustrating the tragic consequences of our lack of leadership. Seems we became so distracted by the bombast of a few demagogic figures that we forgot our obligation to those who lost hope anything could be done. But soon, this will all change.
Matthew Strong brought his knife to my face, and I turned away.
Now, you listen carefully. Our circumstances have been altered on account of the weakness of some of those who I thought could keep their mouth shut long enough for us to complete our preparation. But that's no concern of yours. This does mean you're going to have to work faster. You understand me?
He looked over at the devices attached to the wall, once used to torture slaves. My eyes jumped from one pair of iron cuffs to another. I nodded.
Okay. How long before you're through?
I hesitated. I knew he expected something reasonable, but I feared being held to that time frame. I can finish it in 2 days. He appeared surprised.
2 days?
He grinned.
Is that right?
His tone made me feel relaxed. For a moment, I thought I impressed him. Then, he slapped me.